This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
People seem to still be worried about this escalating leftism. They're calling me, they're texting me, they're sending me messages otherwise of concern. And I say to all of you, stand firm. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, thekevinjacksonshow.com. This is the crazy before the calm. You know, you hear the calm before the storm. This is the storm before the calm. And you can't say that you weren't warned about this, at least if you listen to my show. I've been talking to you guys, telling you that the closer we get to Trump's reelection, because it is going to happen, the crazier leftists are going to get. The more that they get backed into a corner, the more that they get insane. But there's some good news out there floating around, and I know that there are people out there. Kevin, you're always talking about good news, man. When we going to get some indictments? When we going to get some people going to jail? Oh, man, it's coming. See, more and more people are seeing the nonsense, even from when I said it last time. And you're, Kevin, you keep saying that. Look, if you believe that I'm just blowing smoke up your kimono, then... Yeah, there's other places to go here. I'm not doing that. And whatever I told you about before, let's say, I don't even remember, but let's go back to Russian collusion when I told you. I said they will find nothing, it will blow over, and they're going to have to do something else. Okay, what did they do? Then they decided, oh, Ukrainian impeachment. We got to impeach Donald Trump. And what happened with that? Nothing. They tried to impeach him, and it failed. And whatever the next thing was, oh, he's still a racist, and he's a liar, and all these other things. And meanwhile, you know what was cooking? All the stuff that came from the lies of the Russian investigation. We had Flynn, and we'll talk more about that. We had Roger Stone. We're going to talk about that today. We had Papadopoulos. We got all these people that are supposedly guilty. But you know what we found out? Nothing to it. Every single one of them innocent. We had Michael Cohen and others. And so all that's brewing. But now what do we have on our side? We had A.G. Barr. Oh, he's a criminal. He's in conspiracy with Donald Trump. This is a Bush administration A.G. They want to convince you that he's in cahoots with Trump. So they did a hit job on him. Is he impacted? You know what Barr is investigating right now? He's investigating crooked politicians who are sleeping or in orgies with young girls, minors, through Ghislaine Maxwell. We'll touch on that a little bit today. So anyway, we get through this Ukrainian thing, and then what finally happens? Well, the Chinese introduce a virus that's been around for quite some time. This is not something new. This is a virus that's been around. And suddenly, the woe is me, the economy, it's tanking. And the Democrats have done everything possible to pile on. And do you think people are seeing through the nonsense? Donald Trump watched his... What would he say? I built this big, beautiful economy. It was big and it was beautiful. It was the biggest and the most beautiful yet. And they tore it down. And stock market dropped a massive amount of unemployment, right? To the point where everybody's worried. Oh, my God, this is Armageddon. You people are out there crying. Don't act like you want conservatives. I know what you were doing. You bunch of little crybabies. y'all were looking like lefts. Many of you are looking like leftists. So you're out there crying and talking about, oh, my gosh, if we don't win the economy, we're not going to win it. And Trump says he's out there like a rock star. He's like, man, look, yeah, they knocked it down. And I'm going to play along for a little bit. But you know what's going to happen? It's going to roar back. And you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make it roar back bigger and better than ever. And what's happening? Stock market closed the other day. Last week at over 26,000, you know what it was before? When it dropped, it was at 29. It dropped down to 18,000 and change, maybe 19,000. It's regained 8,000. It's only got 3 left to go to get back to where it was. And you're concerned? Jobless. Oh, my gosh, we've lost a gazillion. How many jobs did Joe Biden say we lost? 120 million? We've lost billions of jobs. And what's happened with jobs? Woe is me. Woe is me. That's what the Democrats want. They want you. You've got so many balls juggling in the air. You're still thinking about Russian collusion and Ukrainian this and negative polling. And look at Biden's leading by 9 points. Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show. How are we going to compete? And let me tell you how you're going to compete. You're going to compete because you're not going to believe the lies. Do I really need to point out to you all the stuff that they have that's going wrong with them? They have nominated a man with dementia. They have nominated a man that they, the strategy, I saw an article the other day that said, how's Donald Trump going to deal with the strategy of no Biden to contest? Their strategy is to hide their candidate. Can you imagine if that was our strategy? Donald Trump was so stupid and so demented that we said, we got together in a room and we said, listen, everybody, the strategy will be, let's make sure that Donald Trump never sees the light of day. If Biden wants to debate him, we will say, look over there. Wow, that's the way you want to play this? That is insane. So I think you're starting to understand where I'm coming from. They can't win that way. People are seeing through the nonsense. People are going to go, it's really funny. Biden, it seems like he doesn't really want to debate. Biden seems like he's always hiding. Why doesn't Biden talk more? When he does, you know what happens if Biden has to speak for more than 3 minutes at a time? He screws up. Did you hear the latest? We have a clip of his latest screw up. This is not going to go over well in the African-American community. Yeah, in the black community. I said African-American just to make some liberals go, oh my gosh, he said it. He finally said it. Nonsense, man, is what these guys are trying to pull off. It's not going to work. This mask nonsense. How much of this are you fighting? Here's what my question for you, the people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. When are you going to go, enough is enough, I'm not wearing my mask? There is a sign going into stores. Go into any store. It'll tell you there's a mask mandate. Read the sign. Read that sign. You know what the sign says? We suggest that you wear a mask because they cannot mandate you wear a mask. I'm going to leave it there for now, but we'll be back. Keep it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Crazy world out there, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's the KevinJacksonShow.com. Thank you for downloading, passing the show along, telling other people about it. That's how we survive. I really appreciate you folks when you do that. If you do happen to call me, there are people out there listening to the program that know it registers your number when you call, and I'm happy to call you back. I talked to a gentleman the other day. He was like, "Is this really Kevin Jackson?" It's like, "Yeah." He's like, "I didn't think you were going to call me." I said, "Yeah, man, you called me. Why wouldn't I call you?" I don't call everybody because I don't have time. But, I mean, if I'll either write back or I'll try to call or something. If you get in contact with us, we do our best. If you don't hear from us, it's because there's a glitch somewhere. It's not us. We see the messages. We let you know. You know, we go, "Hey, got your message," or "I'll try to call," or "I'll mention you on the show." So we give you shout-outs. Anyway, it was good to talk to you, gentlemen from Cleveland. I'll leave it there. So, I left off about this mask nonsense. Because, you know, there's now, I predicted this. I told you guys there were going to be mask wars, right? And These are all over the place. Don't think that this one clip we're about to play you is the only place this is happening. But there are mask wars happening all over the place. And here's what's interesting. Look at any of the literature that they put on these masks, on the, you know, when they tell you, you must wear a mask on the plane. Here's how you don't have to wear a mask on the plane. You say, I have a medical condition that precludes me from wearing a mask. You go into a store. I have a medical condition that precludes me. And they immediately back off. Like, oh, okay. You got a medical condition. And the smart ones know, don't ask what it is, because it's a $75,000 fine. If you don't believe me, try it. If you don't believe me, try. Oh, there's a governor's mandate. Look, at the airport in Phoenix, they have a thing that says, as soon as you go in, we are protecting ourselves from COVID-19. COVID-19, COVID. And then it says, you must wear a mask in the Phoenix airport unless you're a child. So I don't know where the scare is with the little cherubs, because we don't want the little cherubs to die. But anyway, it's not, apparently COVID doesn't, it's very discriminatory. It does not like kids. It's not going to kill kids. It must love kids. It's a kid-friendly disease. So if you're a kid, you don't have to wear a mask. Or if you read the fine print, it says, go to our website to find out who else doesn't have to wear a mask. And you know who else doesn't? People with a medical condition. Now, is it real, perceived, or otherwise? Let me put it to you this way. I have a medical condition. It's called breathing. I like to breathe nitrogen and oxygen for the most part. Our air is made up mostly of nitrogen. People don't realize that. I want to breathe a lot of nitrogen and a lot of oxygen. So that's what I want to breathe. I don't want to breathe carbon dioxide. And so my medical condition is my body is fueled on the makeup of air, which is a very, very small volume of CO2, not the majority. And so it does not function well in CO2. And if they question me, I'll say, well, I'll tell you what, let's do this. I'm going to put a plastic bag over your head and let's see how long you last. With CO2, well, Kevin, there's still oxygen going in. Okay, well, let's get a meter and let's do an oxygen test. And you tell me, not that you need to do this, of course, because there is this thing called common sense. It is my superpower, but you are free to have access to it. That's how good I am. I will let you have access to common sense. So if you just apply some common sense and say, if I'm obstructing my nasal and an oral orifices, and I decide I'm breathing inside of some kind of a mask, am I not getting less oxygen than I would if I did not have said mask? And of course the answer is yes. I'm getting less oxygen. Anyway, let's get to this clip. This is a guy who's been, he's being followed and filmed by a couple of Karens, and this is their exchange.
You take a picture of me. Does that make you feel better? Why don't you get a life, lady?
Dude, I have a life.
No, and it's going around taking pictures of
people. Yes, because what you're doing,
so
can you not follow the lions on the floor?
Keep your mouth running.
The governor, the mayor has asked us all to wear a mask, and look at you, not wearing a mask.
Oh, dear.
I wear a mask to protect myself.
It's so f***ing political, it's unbelievable. Now, you have accosted me in this store.
You've accosted me.
It's not a law that I've got to wear a mask.
You're not wearing a mask.
And if you're going to keep this up, maybe we'll get the police department
in
here.
Hey, Mom, why'd you call 911 then?
Yeah. Oh, God, another one. You people are like monkeys falling out of a tree.
No, you're the monkey that has it.
Hey, I'll tell you what.
Dragging those knuckles that you've not admired.
Okay, how's that grab you?
Ever heard of Darwinism? Evolution? Evolve, mister.
For me? Why don't you burn something down?
Why don't you go back to where you are?
Why don't you
burn
a monument down or something? You know?
You must be the one who...
Are you burning crosses? Are you burning crosses?
People are f***ing idiots, man.
You are. No, you're the idiot.
Yeah. But you're the one playing your life on a freaking computer. You have no life.
It's not a computer.
So this is what your life is?
It's a cell phone.
Doing my shopping.
Unbelievable.
You're unbelievable.
Yeah.
Good luck with the virus. Good luck with the virus. Your whole family tree is getting cut off at its roots.
Good luck seeing your face today.
That's fun. I really don't care because, see, I don't live my life on the computer. My friends, I know my friends. They're in a phone number in my phone. You know
what? So are mine.
I predicted it. I told you guys. This lady, the mayor, is asking us all to wear a mask. I wear a mask. She's asking this guy, why aren't you wearing a mask? And he says, listen, you've accosted me. She says, no, you've accosted me. You're the one who's violating the order. And of course, it's a voluntary order. Because now they're like, hey, listen, well, you may not be sick, but do it for others. Don't do it for yourself. Do it for your neighbor. They want to tie in some emotional cord to make you go, oh, I just need to wear the mask. And I don't wear it. I know Bongino's not wearing it. There's two or three of us out there that are not wearing it. Anyway, she goes on, Mom, why don't you call 911 now? He says, oh my God, there's another one. Y'all are falling like monkeys. You're the monkey with your knuckle dragging. And then she goes on to talk about Darwinism and evolution. And I love her choice of this word, evolvement. And when, of course, he didn't go for it, well, hey, let's pull out the race card. Why don't you go back to burning your crosses? Leftists are predictable. See, these people now get the virtue signal on who doesn't wear a mask. You're the guilty party. How dare you not want to protect me? I'm protecting you. See, we've lost all reason because most people, when we're sick, we just say, I'll stay home. If I'm out and about, I feel good enough to be out and about. If I don't, I'll be home. But no, for her, government should determine that. So you may not know. So the government says, put yourself in a protective mask. Well, why not put yourself in a protective bubble? She says, good luck with the virus. Good luck seeing your face today. They're going to call him out on social media. He's got to pay.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As protests continue in Portland, a Democratic-led House subcommittee is taking a look at things that can be done to slow the spread of coronavirus. The White House COVID-19 Task Force is appearing in front of that committee. Republican Congressman from Ohio, Jim Jordan, with a question for Dr. Anthony Fauci.
Dr. Fauci, do protests increase the spread of the virus?
I think I can make a general statement.
Well, 500,000 protesters on June 6th alone. Yeah. I'm just asking, that number of people, does it increase the spread of the virus?
Crowding together, particularly when you're not wearing a mask, contributes to the spread of the virus.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says the Trump administration has made four different offers to extend unemployment benefits and eviction protection to Democrats, but they've all been rejected. Meadows noting Democrats did not counter with any offers as well. This is USA Radio News. Education Secretary Betsy DeVos is continuing to say kids should return to the classroom. She says students need to be with their teachers and fellow students. Florida is continuing to work on a plan to get their schools reopened safely. Republican Governor of Florida Ron DeSantis saying,
"What's clear to me is that I think parents want to have the ability to control their kids' destiny and have a meaningful choice. And so for me, if parents believe that the distance learning is the way to go, if they're not comfortable in a face-to-face environment for their kid, then I think they have that right."
The search is continuing for eight missing Marines off the coast of Southern California after a deadly training accident. One Marine was killed and eight went missing when officials say an amphibious assault vehicle reported taking on water last night near San Clemente Island. All of the Marines are assigned to the 15th Marine Expeditionary Camp at Camp Pendleton. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The haves and the have-nots have become the masked and the unmasked. The rich versus the poor, the black versus the white, the masked versus the unmasked. Men versus women, Muslims versus Christians. Christians versus atheists. Whatever it is, leftists look for ways to divide, and now we've got this new thing. Before, you could be breathing out toxic chemicals of who knows what, and nobody said a word. But we get this fake butt plandemic. Finally, people are starting to say it. This Wu flu, Chinese virus, plandemic that everybody wants to call COVID-19. And suddenly, we've got to go on lockdown, self-enslave, self-imprison, wear masks. Why? For the good of the nation, to keep it from coming back, to keep all these other things from happening. So what? They come out with a study 6 months, a year, 2 years, or post-Trump, of course, that says, oh, you know what? Wearing those masks took 3 years, 5 years, 10 years off your life. Your body doesn't want to breathe carbon dioxide. God is an amazing being. And he said, we're going to make the air that humans breathe 78.084% nitrogen. It's going to be 20.9476% oxygen. It's going to be 0.934% argon. It's going to be 0.0314% carbon dioxide. Did you hear how much carbon dioxide I said that you're supposed to breathe? It is 0.0314%. The air that you breathe, people, is 78% nitrogen, and I rounded it. But it's an important number that it is 78.084%. Almost 78.1. Oxygen, 20.9476. Almost 21%. And if I rounded any of those in either direction, it is rounding out the amount of carbon dioxide your body is supposed to breathe in. Now, I dare you, put a meter underneath your little mask and tell me how much carbon dioxide you're breathing versus nitrogen and oxygen. Most people think I got to have oxygen. But nitrogen is the biggest portion of what you breathe. And here's what's cool about nature and God. It puts things in very precise amounts. If the earth were a few thousand miles from where it is today, we'd be too cold or too hot, whatever. We wouldn't be where we are today. We couldn't sustain life. Everything is so precise. And you know who wants to screw it all up? Man, leftist man, Dr. Fauci, Yeah, I call him Fraudchi. And all these other people that want you to believe that they know better. No, stick that mask on. That's going to be the new norm. You want to drop dead, walk around in a mask all day. And you know they're going to come out one day and tell you this. The same way they tell you, oh, drinking wine is bad for you. Oh, I'm sorry, drinking wet wine is good for you. Well, it's certain types of wine that are bad for you. Well, those same that we said are bad for you, they're now good for you. Well, Kevin, if you drink one glass of wine a night, it's okay. You just can't drink three. Oh, wait a minute. Drinking three actually increases your blood this and oxygen levels. Who do you believe? Doesn't it make you question every single thing that the so-called experts have told you over the years? Don't you want to go back and put things into context and say, wait a minute, is this really that good for me or that bad for me? Or was it somebody just trying to profit? Because I think it's just somebody trying to profit. So people have been said they have the Wu flu and they don't have it. The negative test, you know, the people that test positive and then go back and test negative is an astronomical number. You want to know why? Because these people have no symptoms. They don't even have a test that can definitively tell you that you had this disease. It supposedly, and I say supposedly, is something that incubates for 14 days, according to them. Do you believe it? It supposedly knows that after 6 feet, it's got to drop dead. It can't get after you. If you stand 6 feet, 1 inch from somebody at the 1 inch mark of that 6 feet, boop, it drops dead right there in front of your face. That's what they want you to believe. Because they have all the answers, right? And of course, if you don't listen, if you don't capitulate, you're a monster. What do they call that man, those Karens? He's a Neanderthal. He's going to go burn a cross somewhere. Yeah. He's the new definition of the racist. He's the non-maskist. I don't know what they're going to come up with, but they will make up a word that describes the people who rebel against this so-called authority. And what are we rebelling against, all of us? We are rebelling against the notion that we should be told to do something that we know is destructive to our health. We know is not going to prevent us from getting this stupid disease, that the cure rate is so, I mean, it's so big. Now, I mean, in other words, most people are not dying from this. The alarm bells went off a long time ago that this is not nearly as deadly as they want you to believe. But if you don't wear your mask, you don't love your neighbor. I want to get a big old butt mask. I'm not even joking. Y'all think I'm kidding. I want to be one of these dudes that starts a trend. You know, like wearing your pants below your butt. I want to be the dude that wears a mask on my butt with some big old lips on it. And I don't even know what I would put on it. But it would mock face mask. It would be like, I don't wear a face mask, but when I do, I wear it on my butt. It would be something like that. Because I'm so sick of this nonsense. And it took over. I told you guys the other day, it took over super fast. It went from the majority of people not wearing masks to now everybody wearing their stupid mask. Anyway, NBC's medical expert tracked his coronavirus battle. I'm reading it that way because you know I don't say that word. But here's what's interesting. He never had it. Let me read this. Joining me now is virologist Joseph Fair, who recently recovered from COVID-19 himself, said Chuck Todd on Meet the Press on June 14th. Dr. Fair, let me start with you because I would like you to share a little bit about your recovery from, this is blocking, I can't see it, from COVID-19. What should Americans take away from your experience? He says, I don't have any of those underlying conditions. I'm 42 years old, so you wouldn't think clinically that I would be one of those people who would get so very ill. I say that the 7 to 8 days prior to me hospitalizing myself when I was doing the self-treatment, that was the worst I've ever felt. I probably spent 23 out of 24 hours in bed. Then he joined NBC as a science contributor in March, and as a pandemic hit, they said. But he goes on, he says, those people that are young that think they're invincible or people that just don't think it's going to affect them, that greatly, even if they don't get it, I say that my own experience was complete opposite. Well, Todd didn't tell the audience that Dr. Fair, and Dr. Fair didn't do it either, that he had already had at least 5 negative coronavirus tests. Well, 2 days ago, according to this article, on Twitter, Fair revealed the results of his antibody test negative again. He never had the Wu flu virus. And if you follow that article, I tell you, Google it. That was only the beginning of the story. So here's what I want to, I don't even care about the rest of it, because it was built on lies. But here's a guy being featured on MSNBC, Chuck Todd, and he's telling the rest of the world, you better watch out for this dreaded virus. It knocked me to my knees, man. I was in bed 23 out of 24 hours. I only got up to, you know, to use the bathroom for bio breaks. It could have killed me. And it was all a lie, because he never had coronavirus. So what did he have? Probably a flu. Something else. But it wasn't coronavirus. Multiple negative tests. 5 at least. This is what these people want you to believe. There is not a single shred of evidence that supports what's happening in this country right now. And I hate to say it to you, because I know many of you are out there wearing those masks, and I don't want to feel preachy, because it's your prerogative. You can do what you want. But you are buying into their nonsense, and therefore you are promoting leftist nonsense. Yeah, you know, it's your prerogative. Like I said, I'm not going to be sanctimonious and go, you shouldn't do it, or whatever. That's up to you. It's your choice. But I choose not to. I choose to change the way, the world is going to view this. And I want people looking at me going, oops, I'm sorry about that, guys. I want people looking at me going, man, this dude is just not going to, you know, he's a warrior. He's out there fighting the cause. And let me tell you, I'm out there. I see the one or two people. We remain the minorities. Like that dude I played in the clip earlier, where he says, go tear down a statue or whatever, but leave me alone. I'm just out here shopping. Nothing you do is going to change my mind about masks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Getting crazy out there. It's a very, very racist society that we live in, and it's all racism that comes from the left. You Judeo-Christian conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, you people have so little racism. You might have some bigotries. You might have some, you know, things that make you take pause. You know, your daughter dated a Haitian guy, and you're like, I'm suspect of these Haitians, but you're not racist. You're a product of you know, your environment, what happened to you. But you don't, you're not looking at it as a racist thing per se. But the leftists, they're racist. They're just flatly, blatantly racist. Well, let me tell you what. Let me tell you exactly what the left are about. The left look at blacks as idiots. They do. They believe themselves to be superior, intellectually superior than black folks. They won't admit it. All the virtue signaling they do is essentially them admitting, I am better than black people. I talked the other day about this guy, Jason, that wrote to me, you know, and he's telling me, you know, you're the devil. Well, how so, man? I mean, not even giving me the pretext. Kevin, you made this statement, you did this, you're the devil. And I write back to him and go, man, it's amazing to me how well you know me. Because he could call me the devil without even telling me what it was about. He what he did, it was sight unseen. Black guy, I'm a white guy. You don't toe the line with what I believe black people should think, so you are the devil. Wow. I mean, pretty pompous assertion. You know, so he must be God, right? If I'm the devil, he must be God. It's amazing to me how we've let this country go into this type of a mode and nobody pushes back. Very too few people. I'm not going to say nobody, but too few people push back and push back hard. A caller called me, I believe he's from Cleveland, and he asked me, he says, Kevin, why don't you debate Roland Martin? I'd like to see blacks debate, black conservatives debate black leftists. And I said, Roland Martin won't debate me. I had a debate with Roland Martin on Twitter. I destroyed him. He says, well, Roland Martin debated Candace Owens, and he brags that he beat, you know, I didn't hear it. I don't follow anything Candace does. And I said, I wouldn't be surprised if he defeated Candace Owens. I said, I watched Candace Owens lose a debate to T.I. Yeah, see, they were having the discussion about, you know, black people and why we should love the country. And T.I. is like, I don't have to love this country. This country's done nothing, you know, for black people. And he just went off. This is a rapper. And Candace goes, well, what about when Lincoln freed the slaves? You know, and I was like, what kind of comeback is that? That's not a comeback. What Candace Owens should have said to T.I. is, how disrespectful you are to black people. How low you must feel to make a statement like that. Wow, I'm shocked that a black man in this day and age would succumb to such nonsense, who would be such a chump and such a fool and get played by white people to the degree that he won't even acknowledge what black people did to build the greatest country in the world. Why do you think, and I'd say to this audience, why do you think there are people out there asking for reparations? You think you asked for reparations because you didn't do anything? You're asking for reparations because you believe that the work your ancestors did built a country that is industrialized and making money for everybody, and you want your cut. You're asking for reparations because of what you believe your people built, and he's knocking it down. He doesn't even want you to feel pride in that ownership. Now, I'm not for reparations. I believe we're getting reparations. I believe that we have made, there are people out there, I look at this audience, you are some of the richest people in the world. You are in every form of, you know, any type of career, you are in it. We dominate stuff. We dominate sports. 68% of the NFL is black. Big percentage of the NBA is black. Black owners, black this, black that. The top golfer in history is black. And probably the top basketball players, best baseball players, football players, top talk show hosts. I could go on. And you know what he's saying? He's telling you, none of it matters. None of it matters. You still got to feel little and small and puny. And you built all that. Everybody that he idolizes, everybody that he hangs out with, is a product of what black people did. And he wants you to feel bad about it. Well, you know what? I'm not going to feel bad about it. Now, that's what Candace Owens should have said. I can debate Roland Martin or any of these other Rolands or whatever. Roland Martin will not debate me. Neither will anybody else. And he goes, well, he debated Larry Elder. And I said, Larry would have beat Roland Martin, but he's too nice. But he beat him intellectually. I don't even have to see the debate. Then he went on to talk about another guy. I forget the guy's name. He's a very soft-spoken black guy. funny name. And I go, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if Roland just demagogued and ran over him. But if you think Roland is going to talk for 5 minutes over me and tell me something, I said, I destroyed Roland. I said, go look at the Twitter feed. People were laughing at him going, man, his producer came. This is no lie. His producer, I didn't know who she was, came on and said, Roland, you need to not invite this guy on the show. And then somebody sent me a note back saying, that was Roland's producer. I didn't know who she was. Jesus, man, you stop inviting Kevin on your show because he will destroy you. That's what she said. And I say it publicly. I will tell you publicly right now. Roland Martin, if you want to debate me, I'm happy to debate you on your show. I'm happy to debate you on my show. Anybody that's listening to my show, you get a hold of Roland Martin and say, Kevin Jackson issued a public challenge. I'll debate him anytime, anywhere, as long as I'm available. Roland wanted me to debate him, call his radio show when this all started. He wanted me to call him, and I was on a plane. I was going to be flying, and he said, you need to come on at 7 o'clock tomorrow. I go, I'm flying to New York. Oh, you're making up excuses. No, I'm not. I'm flying to New York. You want a copy of the ticket? You know, it was ridiculous. Of course I'll debate that fathead clown. Roland Martin, I will leave him in a puddle of black leftist goo. That's what will happen with Roland Martin. So give him a clip of this show and tell him Kevin Jackson called him out, period. Now, does that solve that issue? Good. So let me get back to this thing I wanted to talk about, which is the Karen Act. In this day and time, folks, where crime runs rampant in black communities, crime is up in every major city in America run by a Democrat. Almost 50% of the violent crime is committed by young black men, and they want to introduce the Karen Act. And this is a plan to stop what they have deemed racist 911 calls. All right? And here's the story. A San Francisco lawmaker introduced an ordinance to outlaw racially motivated 911 calls. Under the Karen Act, people who call law enforcement based on racial bias could face criminal charges. San Francisco's supervisor Shaman Walton introduced the ordinance, which stands for Caution Against Racial Exploitation Non-Emergencies Act. And it comes after the name Karen with a K because it's a popular term to describe white women who engage in racist behavior. And he goes on to say this, racist 911 calls are unacceptable. That's why I'm introducing the Karen Act today. This is the Karen we need. So I just wanted to imagine one of these calls. A person calling in, well, 911, there's a... this man, and I watched him kick in the door of my neighbor's home, and he had a firearm. Oh my gosh, now he's making my neighbors lie down in the living room and put their hands. Oh my goodness. Now other men have jumped out of a van and they've joined him, and oh my goodness, what are they doing, ma'am? They're ransacking the home. They're carrying bags, and they're ransacking the home. Oh, I can see they've gone upstairs to my neighbor's, what looks like their bedroom, and they're going through the drawers, and they're putting things in these bags. Oh my goodness, they just shot my neighbors.
Well, ma'am, could you describe the men?
No, I can't. I'm sorry, I don't want to break the law. Yeah. It's the equivalent of, this is the N word. Don't use the real word. Let's call it the N word. So how are you going to describe? Well, who should you call? When there were people that were breaking into my neighbor's house, I actually saw them, three black kids, and they were jumping over the fence and all this. And I know it's my neighbor. You know, I know who lives there. Jumping over the fence, and I see them. So call 911. Now, am I going to get arrested? Saw a guy driving slow through the alley. He jumps over one of my neighbor's fences and jumps into a car. I run. I see the guy. I know exactly what he looks like. I mean, I don't know him like I couldn't draw him, but he's a black dude. And I saw him jump into the car, got the description of the car. What, am I not supposed to call that in? This is so ridiculous. Now the reverse racism is, even though black kids are committing most of these crimes, don't report they're black.
is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.